It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Delighted that you are with us. Don Bailey Jr. also with us tonight. Alex Mirabal, University of Miami assistant head coach and offensive line coach, also joins the show. 1 hour of Hurricanes football here tonight with DBJ. Spring football underway. Spring game is on April the 12th on campus at the University of Miami. So we'll talk more about that. But the Canes have been back. This is, I think, week three of spring football. Good evening, DBJ. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. Getting a lot of information out there at practice the last couple of weeks. This is a team that's getting better and better every day.
Okay, let's go to that right now. What jumps out at you over the last week or so since we last spoke?
Well, you know what, Joe? The thing that keeps overwhelming me, I was at practice today, and Casey Jones was out there as well. In my opinion, one of the best players to ever play at Miami, and a former center and offensive lineman. We're standing there talking and watching the offensive line and Coach Mirabal's group, and just how enormous this football team is. And if you go back to when Coach Cristobal came in, and you know, he talked about having the right size players and the right type of athletes, and he has kept his promise. I would say that if they were a large team when he got here, they're extra large or on their way to double extra large. So, I mean, he's taken this whole team and the physicality very, very serious and just putting a different type of product out on that field.
That's good because I think big wins, you know, my spiel for many years was they were too small. I want to run this by you since Alex Mirabal is our guest tonight on the show. And I was thinking about this for the University of Miami, be right in your wheelhouse and Coach Cristobal's wheelhouse, offensive line coaches for the University of Miami. Now, I'm not going to tell you to, you know, put you in a position of, you know, who is the best and all that stuff. But I'm going to run through these guys in no particular order, and then we'll have a discussion from there. You ready? Here's what I've come up with. And it's a pretty good list. The offensive line position, that coaching the offensive line position over the last 30 years has been pretty spectacular. Okay, you ready? Your coach, Kim Helton. Pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. Went on to Tampa Bay, I believe. All right. Didn't Harold Allen coach the offensive line?
The Oilers, the Raiders, and the head coach at the University of Houston.
That's right. Went on to become a head coach many years in the NFL. How about Harold Allen? Was he on the offensive line?
D-line, Joseph.
He was the D-line. Okay, cross him off my list. Tony Wise, great coach. Dallas Cowboys.
Multiple Super Bowls.
Archijo.
5 championship rings.
Dennis Erickson brought with him Greg Smith. He coached in the NFL with Dennis.
He sure did, and he won 2 national championships here at Miami.
Okay, Randy Shannon's offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland, considered right now the best offensive line coach in the NFL.
And he also, when he left Miami, I believe he went to Alabama. And won a couple national championships there.
The experts talk about him as being an NFL Hall of Famer as an offensive line coach. All right. Ready for this one? He's coaching with the Dolphins right now. Was with the University of Miami, Butch Berry.
Butch Berry did a nice job here. He wasn't here very long, Joe. I think he left here and then went to San Francisco and then found his way back to the Miami Dolphins, but has had a very good NFL career as well.
Okay, this guy left the University of Miami, went on to win a national championship, Stacy Searles.
Yeah, well, Stacy, I believe he was at LSU, won a national championship there, was at Virginia Tech. Was at Georgia. This is his second time around at Georgia, and he's won a couple championships there. And he did a real good job here. He was around my era. He was a little younger than me, Joe. He played at Auburn, but has done very, very well in the college game.
Most recently, a guy climbing the ladder has done well. Garen Justice is at SMU. Of course, they made the playoffs.
They sure did. And Garen's name actually. He was in the running or being considered for the Florida Atlantic University job just this year. So, you know, he's a well-known coach and did a heck of a job here with Coach Lashley and is doing fantastic at SMU.
It's funny because I think it's fair to say that South Florida doesn't produce great offensive linemen. Now, I know people can jump in and say, okay, there was this guy and that guy. But overall, you think of offensive linemen as Northeast, Midwest. That being said, this list is a pretty darn good list. And then we add Alex Mirabal to that list.
Well, I'll say this to you about Alex. And I know every one of those guys that you mentioned, I know personally. And I appreciate every one of them's ability to coach. And I'll say this, there are elite coaches that you mentioned, and Alex Mirabal is an elite coach. I don't know how you pick and choose who was the best one or who. I can tell you that every one of those coaches that you talked about were very, very special guys and unique in their own way, but Alex Mirabal is as good as anybody that's ever come through the doors at the University of Miami. And you forget that head coach at the University of Miami, Joe, coached that offensive line a little bit too now. Right? Coach Cristobal,
that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's a good question. I think he was in charge of the tight ends at the time.
You know what? He might have been tight ends and then went from tight ends to offensive line at Alabama.
Yeah. Right.
That's what that was.
Definitely, yeah. But this is, I think it's pretty intriguing. The guys that have come through, the coach offensive line, he probably could do this with other position coaches as well. But the reason I bring it up is because we're going to hear from Alex Mirabal in just a couple of minutes. And right in your wheelhouse as former center and a team captain with the University of Miami. So let's dive into the offensive line for a moment. You talked about the size of the team. There's going to be a new quarterback this year. He's going to be behind, I think, a pretty good line.
Yeah, he will. And, you know, Brockenmeier, the center that they picked up is Miami's been very unique at the center spot the last 3 years. And they went to the portal, and they have just hit a home run each and every year. And James Brockenmeier, his dad played in the league about 9 years. He's a twin. His brother retired from the game because of injury. And Brock was at Alabama and then transferred again and came into Miami, and he is he's special. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's really a combination, in my opinion, of how he plays the game of the last two guys. But he is a great addition for Miami and brings a lot of football IQ and a lot of experience. And they really hit a home run with him at center.
How much how much of the work that he can get done right now with Carson Beck, or what can they get done? How important is that relationship?
Well, as soon as, you know, Carson Beck can throw, it'll really start to take off. And, you know, I don't know what the situation is now with him taking snaps, but when the time comes, the thing about Carson Beck is, you know, last year we were almost exclusively in the shotgun with Cam Ward, and wisely they put him under center about once out of every five snaps during pro day to show the NFL that he could go under center. But you've got Carson Beck, who spent a lot of time under center at Georgia. So the people that are going to be game planning Miami on what they did last year, you're going to have a whole nother look with Beck since he takes the snap, and also he's in shotgun as well. So it's going to give him a different look.
We go from what has jumped out to you to we go from what has jumped out in spring ball to who are you excited to see? And I will tell you, I'm excited to see this year Jordan Lyle, because I have in my mind him running down the sidelines 99 yards for a touchdown. I have in my mind the big plays that he brought to the University of Miami, and I think that home run hitter is still something that they especially need.
You're on it, Joe. He is a guy to pick. He's had a very good spring. He's made some big runs. He had a real good day Saturday. But, I mean, he's gotten bigger, and he's picked up a little speed and some power, and he understands the game now. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that a high school freshman at a specialty position can come in and play and be an impact. Well, they can play, and they can have impact during certain games, but he's a whole different guy than he was just a year ago. And I expect him to be, you know, top shelf and have a 1,000-yard season. I really do. Or he's going to have a bunch of touches. And I like Elijah Lofton, number 9, Joe. This guy showed up last year from Vegas, Bishop Gorman, and was on special teams and made a play. Made plays catching the football, made plays running the football, made plays blocking. And, you know, the thing about him is he just can line up anywhere, and he's effective. And he's getting better and better and better. And I think that we're going to call his name quite a bit, and he's a huge impact player on the offensive side of Miami. And, you know, defensively, you know, how do you not look at Mesidor and Bain? You know, I think both of those guys are really going to have a fantastic year this year.
It's funny you mentioned Lofton, because what I remember about him from a year ago, well, we got the touchdown late in the season on the ground. He ran it in. Then the bowl game against Iowa State, he had a catch or two, but there was a play against Iowa State. It resulted in a penalty, but he got down the field in a hurry, and they had no other choice other than to mug him, and he damn near still caught the ball. But it was the speed that is burned into my mind about the way that he was able to get down the middle of the field.
Well, you picked up on it, and he's got plenty of speed, but he is so powerful, and he's probably 6'1", 6'1½. I don't think he's much more than that, and he's probably 240, 243 pounds, Joe, but he's conditioned, and he's strong. And the thing that we're going to notice is that, you know, where he can line up and how that affects the defense, who's going to cover him? And they're just going to have to manufacture ways to get him to touch the football.
Okay, Alex Mirabal comes up next on the show with Don Bailey Jr. as we're talking Hurricanes football. I've got a home run hitter for you. It's Ed Williamson and Williamson Cadillac, Miami's luxury dealership founded over 50 years ago. You want to hit a home run in purchasing an automobile? It is Ed Williamson. They're our friends. They're our neighbors. Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. I'm driving the XT4 right now. It delivers. It has the wow factor, turbocharged engine, great acceleration, fuel efficiency, all of those things. It will surpass your expectations, as will the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, and the new all-electric Lyriq. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new Cadillac, you go to Williamson Cadillac. You see Ed Williamson, his lovely wife Carol, or Jermaine Chambers, or the general manager Jeff Rogers, or you need anything done when you're there, you ask for Reggie. Reggie gets it all done for you. Williamson Cadillac, your luxury dealership, easy to find on US 1, just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.